Nor do heroes, saints, demigods, and prophets alone comprise the whole roll of our order. Our Grand Master is still to be named, for like royal kings of old times, we find the headwaters of our fraternity in nothing short of the great gods themselves. That wondrous oriental story is now to be rehearsed from the Shastar, which gives us the dread Vishnu, one of the three persons of the Godhead of the Hindus, gives us this divine Vishnu himself for our Lord. Vishnu, who, by the first of his 10 earthly incarnations, has forever set apart and sanctified the whale. When Brahma, or the God of Gods, saith the Shastar, resolved to recreate the world after one of its periodical dissolutions, he gave birth to Vishnu to preside over the work. But the Vedas, or mystical books, whose perusal would seem to have been indispensable to Vishnu before beginning the creation, and which therefore must have contained something in the shape of practical hints to young architects, these Vedas were lying at the bottom of the waters. So Vishnu became incarnate as a whale, and sounding down in him to the uttermost depths, rescued the sacred volumes. Was not this Vishnu a whaleman, then? Even as a man who rides a horse is called a horseman. Perseus, St. George, Hercules, Jonah, and Vishnu. There's a member roll for you. What club but the whaleman's can head off like that?